You know, especially with the crowd that's been behind us in the last couple of games, they've been great. And I feel at home, especially with the new service, people were able to see how we can play a little bit. I still feel, though, that maybe it was a depth thing, but I feel that we need to finish those games off. We can't let teams like that linger, because you guys saw what happened when Colorado was here. And they got a PK at the end, and I feel like we should have put that team away, but they're playing well. And in saying that, you know, we couldn't make too many offensive subs because we had two center backs that were are tough. So give the guys credit tonight. I think everyone played very well, and I think you guys can definitely tell that we're closing down a lot quicker. We're not giving the other team as much space, and the work rate all across the field is much better than it was for, say, like 2.5-3 months ago.
Now you're gonna have to face the league's leading scorer on Wednesday. Is that, as a goalkeeper, is that something that you...
Not really. I feel like, at home, we can take on anyone and, feel pretty confident. For me, it's, we played against fast guys. Jeff, I've played with for a couple of years in Colorado, and I've played against even more times. So right now he's streaky, and he's in the right spots. But I feel defensively... Hopefully we can get some guys back, or, at least, not be injured during the game. But I'm not really too concerned about it. I think this team right now, like I said, just really needs to work on itself, and we can't really worry about other teams, because our focus right now is definitely getting some more points and some momentum for next year.
Have you ever lost two starting center backs before? You
ever seen that? I haven't seen that in a while. If I've ever had, I'm sure maybe back in the day. But no, I when the first one went down, I was like, okay, we're all right. Then the second one, I know Pitch hadn't played for a while, so credit to him for coming on. I think you guys all remember the last time he came in was, grabbing his groin a couple months ago. So it was good to see him out there. And I think for him mentally too, it was good to kind of come in, get some substantial time, and have a good night out.
I mean, it looked like New York was really pushing the issue, especially to start the second half. They had some good chances.
Yeah, I think the first 15, that was the only lull I think we hit all night. And then they had a couple here and there after that. But you're right. I thought they had, for a moment, a lot better to play. I think we had to adjust to our new fullbacks, and guys were trying to feel it out. And I think the midfield did a great job. I think the whole back four, they've been playing well, though, for the last couple of months. So, and I think Frank's done a really good job in keeping the shape. So, yeah, everything, bro. Look at this. Please notice the Rick Astley to Chris Leach comparison. That is probably... Yeah, exactly. So just wanted to note that. So I give credit to the 8 guys that have played in front of me, as far as the whole guy's team to shape and stuff has been great. So.
Thank you. So are you suggesting that he's never going to give the team up or let you down? Is that kind of where you're going with that, Charlie?
The reporter's in a good mood, after
Yeah, right?
You win, everything's good.
I think you need to... I think you need to look at Chris and his effort. He'll never give up.
That's true.
He's never going to let down. But, so, but he's definitely not going to hurt you.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to download that song, so next time the reporters come, I think, every time you come around.
It needs to be,
song.
Maybe you could get a little switch from a refrigerator, so every time you open this little thing here, that the song would start playing.
Yeah, well,
I did have a serious question for you, though. If the game notes are to be believed, you have now started more games than any other Earthquake in history. So.
Does that include George Best?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Although you probably haven't started as many games drunk as he did. So.
Yeah.
We got some game balls.
No. So
RJ's 10. Career start.
Yeah. So, I think that's more of a just being old than anything. That award or that stat. But, it's nice in the sense that because I love this club. And I think ever since I was a young kid, I've really admired and really looked up to this franchise and wanted to be a part of it and to be someone that's played so many games for them, such great players. It does mean a lot, and I think those are the type of things that hopefully they'll mean a lot more after your career when you look back. And but right now, I just want to win more, and I want to make the fans really you know, have a little buzz about this team and get excited again, because I think, you know, nothing replaced the feelings that we had in 2001, 2002 when I was here and we were winning, and there's a nice buzz. And, you know, for me, that, you know, that's what I want to see, and I'm here to make it work. So, you know, I'm happy that I could surpass. I think I beat Richie Maroney, so I think that was the guy. So
yeah, it was.
I'm pretty happy about that, to be honest with you, but I'll give Richie shit for that. But it's nice, because I've always wanted to be a part of this franchise, and like I said, I think it's one of those things where I want to keep adding to my total, and probably one guy in this room is going to pass me up at some point in their career, but you know, for now it's nice. So it's really nice, so I'm happy about it. Actually, it might even be Shea Salinas, so unless, you know,
could be.
So someone like that, but it's a nice award, and just goes to show that, you know, nice guys finish on top. Right, Chris?
Anyway. So did you actually get out to games when the NASL team was here?
I didn't know. I was too young, you know, because they lost about 81, 82, like 83 or something. Yeah. I was more of a Blackhawk kid. I mean, I remember the commercials when they're like, go, Django, like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was the extent of it. I mean, I never went out. I wasn't big into soccer until I was about 9,
right.
10, so.
Right.
But, you know, when the Clash came around, I was there at the first game.
Okay.
I was, and I was, like, always there. My friends and I were part of the John Doyle fan club, all three members. My best friend and his little brother. So,
well, that was his number then, so it was appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that was the year he won, like, Big Tough Player of the Year. And so we were, we've been fans since the start, and it's just nice to be part of it. Like I said, I think hopefully I can continue to be a part of this franchise, not just playing, but down the road. And, you know, we can look back and, you know, maybe I'll come up to some young kid and say thanks for passing my record. But right now it feels good, but I'm happy we had a win, because that's what feels good. Is the best is when the media, the fans, and everyone's celebrating, because that's what it's all about, is just being happy.
Yeah, cool. Congratulations.
Thanks, sir. Yeah.